Book 2, Canto 3, Section 2. This now revealed its antique face of joy. A sudden disclosure to the heart of grief, tempting it to endure and long and hope. Even in changing worlds, bereft of peace, in an air racked with sorrow and with fear, and while his feet trod on a soil unsafe, he saw the image of a happier state. In an architecture of hieratic space, circling and mounting towards creation's tops, at a blue height which never was too high for warm communion between body and soul, as far as heaven, as near as thought and hope, glimmered the kingdom of a griefless life. Above him, in a new celestial world, other than the heavens beheld by mortal eyes, as on a fretted ceiling of the gods, an archipelago of laughter and fire, swam stars apart in a rippled sea of sky. Towered spirals, magic rings of vivid hue, and gleaming spheres of strange felicity floated through distance like a symbol world. On the trouble and the toil they could not share, on the unhappiness they could not aid, impervious to life's suffering, struggle, grief, untarnished by its anger, gloom, and hate, unmoved, untouched, looked down great visioned plains, blissful forever in their timeless right. Absorbed in their own beauty and content, of their immortal gladness, they live sure. Apart in their self-glory plunged, remote, burning, they swam in a vague, lucent haze, an everlasting refuge of dreamlight, a nebula of the splendors of the gods, made from the musings of eternity. almost unbelievable by human faith. Hardly they seemed the stuff of things that are. As through a magic television's glass, outlined to some magnifying inner eye, they shone like images thrown from a far scene, too high and glad for mortal lids to seize. But near and real to the longing heart, and to the body's passionate thought and sense, are the hidden kingdoms of beatitude. In some close, unattained realm which yet we feel, immune from the harsh clutch of death and time, escaping the surge of sorrow and desire, in bright, enchanted, safe peripheries, forever wallowing in bliss, they lie. In dream and trance and muse before our eyes, across a subtle vision's inner field, wide rapturous landscapes fleeting from the sight, the figures of the perfect kingdom pass, and behind them leave a shining memory's trail. Imagined scenes or great eternal worlds, dream caught or sensed, they touch our hearts with their depths, unreal seeming, yet more real than life, happier than happiness, truer than things true. If dreams these were, or captured images, dreams, truth made false, earth's vain realities. In a swift, eternal moment fixed, there live, or ever recalled, come back to longing eyes, calm heavens of imperishable light, illumined continents of violet peace, oceans and rivers of the mirth of God, and griefless countries under purple suns.